gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Today in the city, Latisse Crawford tells me when she knew God was calling her to do more with her music.
I sat under a remote control and the TV came on to me singing Reach Out and Touch, and it changed his life.
Dwayne Woods tells me how he got started in gospel music.
I tell people all the time, I was really born to do this. My mother sang the day that she had.
J.J. Harrison tells me how he developed his songwriting ability.
They come out of things I'm going through, things I have gone through.
Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists with his television show.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
And I'm putting Pastor Norman Hutchins in the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Plus, Jabari Johnson is playing Name My Name, and Renee Spearman is playing Name My Tune. Oh, yeah, as always, it's a big day today here in the city. My friend Kalante Gavin is here to help me get the show started. Man, Kalante, how are things going for you?
Man, things are going great, man.
Well, good, good. I tell you what, give everybody your social media info so they can stay in touch with you.
Oh, man, family, you can find me on Facebook, Kalante Gavin. That's K-E-L-O-N-T-A-E. Last name is Gavin. G-A-V as in Victor, I-N. Instagram, Kalante_Gavin. And hey, check out my YouTube channel as well. That's Kalante_Gavin.
Awesome, bro. All right, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead with the show. I'll talk to you later.
Listen, man. Can we see you soon, man?
There's no name above Jesus' name. And throughout the land, we will now proclaim that our God is King. He reigns in man.
We call you great. What's up, listeners? This is Dr. James Mabel Jr., and I am in the city with my brother from another mother, the Mike Glover.
Psalm 100 verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever." If you believe it, let's go.
Yeah.
Dr. James Mabel Jr. is in the city. We all got to know Latisse Crawford from season 2 of Sunday's Best. And even though Latisse didn't win the competition, she has definitely made the most of her platform from the show. Okay, now Latisse, we have watched your progression and we can see God's hand all over everything you do. But when did you know God was calling you to do more with your music?
I was standing in front of an LA Fitness and I was on the phone talking to my mom, and I didn't look like much or nothing. I had a hoodie on and, you know, I just finished working out. And a guy heard me talking and walked up behind me. Now, I'm from New York. You don't walk up behind a New Yorker. And he was like, "Hey, Latisse." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm in Atlanta. Who are you? How you know my name? Do I need to pull these scissors out my bag?" You know, that's what was going through my mind. And he said, "No." He said, "You know, I recognize your voice from the show." He said, "My father killed my mother. And so my brother retaliated and killed my father in jail. He killed himself. My younger brother couldn't take it. He killed himself." He said, "And I was on my way to taking my life, and I heard you sing 'Reach Out and Touch.' somebody's hand on Sunday, but he said he sat on the remote control and the TV came on to me singing Reach Out and Touch, and it changed his life. And he said that if he ever got the chance to meet me, he would go back to church and dedicate his life back to God. And I said, me? You know, and so I knew in that moment that it wasn't necessarily that God was using me, but that he was using this gift, you know, by way of me, you know, to get people's attention and to really get them to come to him. And so I said, you know, I have to accept this. I have to do this because people are dying and wanting to die. And if I can say something, sing something, hit a note that'll make them change, then, you know, I'll do it.
Wow, Latisse, what an amazing moment. Let's do the single, Something Something. My friend, Latisse Crawford, is in the city.
Mama said you were bad news. Daddy said to leave you alone. Grandma said you're evil with two sharp horns. Papa preached that you were after my soul. I thought that I was bigger than you were bad. I just had to try you on my own. You tricked me real good, almost had me fooled. But I'm on to you and you should know. Something, something got a hold of me. Just won't leave me alone. I was out there looking, but my search is done. Now I'm gone with home. Something, 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 something got a hold of me. Just won't leave me alone. This something, something is better than you, so I'm moving on. You made yourself look like an angel, so I fell deeper into your lies. You gave me nice things, you knew just what to say. I couldn't see cause I had wool on my eyes. But you forgot to tell me the cost of being lost. Asked around, I didn't like the price. So tonight when you do the count in your hell, you will see me there, don't be surprised. Something, something got a hold of me. It's got just a hold of me. I was out there looking, but my search is done. Now I'm going home. Something, 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 something got a hold of me. Just won't leave me alone. This something, something is better than you. So I'm going home.
Mama used to say something's got a hold of me. Oh yes it did. I said something's got a hold of me.
Showers. What's up, bro?
You the man. You the man. You the man.
Oh, no. You the man with the new single that's taking over gospel music.
Hey, I'll take it from you, man.
So, man, how are you doing?
Man, no complaints, man. Just chilling it out, man. We're making it do.
I hear you, bro. Well, tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and I'll get your single.
Yo, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Titus Showers, and I'm in this city with my brother, Mr. Mike Glover. I need you to keep it locked and join us, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, bro. We need to get together again and hang out some more.
Yeah, Mike, me too, man. Absolutely.
He's holding it for me. And he tailored it for me. So nobody can claim me. It's got my name. Prepare for me.
City with his latest name on it. Still to come, Dwayne Woods tells me how he got started in gospel music.
I tell people all the time, I was really born to do this. My mother sang the day that she had.
J.J. Harrison tells me how he developed his songwriting ability.
They come out of things I'm going through, things I have gone through.
Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists through his television show.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
Plus, Renee Spearman is playing Name My Tune, and I'm putting Pastor Norman Hutchins in the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
But up next, Jabari Johnson is in the house, and he's going to try his skills at Name My Name. I'm Mike Glover, and you're in the city.
In the city with Mike Glover. Mike Glover, the city.
This is Dr. T, the Bible Farmer, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Without a doubt. You know, to doubt is to be undecided, or at best, skeptical. It is to carry disbelief and distrust. And to doubt is also to regard something as very unlikely. But did you know that this is in total contradiction to what the Bible says about doubt? Let's check out the book of James 1:6. Here's how it reads. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Today, don't allow doubt to distract you or to detour you from what God has placed in your future. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we claim victory over doubt, over fear, and any spirit that seeks to challenge your position as Savior in our lives. This is Dr. T. I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Not sure how I got here. My life is a mess. When I ask you to help me to become my best, I wondered how it all could work out. Work out for my good. You stayed right here with me until I understood. Thank you.
Change me to the way you call me to be. Full of endless possibility. I put my trust in you.
Yes, I do.
Change me to the way you call me to be.
Don't always understand.
I put my trust.
But I put my trust in you. Oh,
change.
I have a long way to go. But I've learned from my mistakes. No guilt, no shame. And although sometimes my heart aches, you gave me the power to change my story. Now I know everything will work out just for me.
Change me to the way
change me.
You call me to be.
Yeah.
Possibility. I put my trust in
you. I'm gonna keep on putting my trust in you.
Change me to the way you call me to.
Things don't always go the way I planned.
Possibility.
I'm the only right road again. I'm gonna keep on resting in you. Yes, I will.
Trust.
I gotta put my trust in you and lean not to my own understanding.
I put my trust in you.
Things may not go my way.
I put my trust in you.
I lean on you, depend on you.
I put my trust.
I'm not what I used to be. Ooh, change,
change,
change.
rejoice. Woo! Oh, come on, rejoice.
Welcome back to the city, America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. It's time to play Name My Name. And today's artist is Jabari Johnson. So here's how we play this game, Jabari. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. In that 60 seconds, I'll describe famous people with the name Johnson. Now, this could be their legal name, their first or last name, their nickname or character name from a movie show or sitcom. And all you have to do is tell me exactly who I'm describing. All right, Jabari, are you ready? Okay, and 60 seconds on the clock, please, and go. All right, Jabari, we'll start easy. This is the wrestler turned actor, also known as The Rock.
What is his name? Dwayne Johnson.
Boom, yep, you got that one, Jabari. We're off to a good start here. All right, this is an NBA superstar with the Showtime Lakers.
Magic Johnson.
Yep, no problems there, Jabari. All right, this is a football coach with the Miami Dolphins and also the Dallas Cowboys.
Jimmy Johnson.
What? Are you kidding me? Man, Jabari, you are killing it at this game. All right, this is the former founder and owner of BET and also former owner of the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay, Robert Johnson.
Boom, yep, you got that one too, Jabari. All right, this is a season 3 winner of Sunday's Best.
LeAndre Johnson.
Uh-huh, okay, and then one more. This is the former lead singer of the Gospel Keynotes.
Willie Neal Johnson.
Boom, yeah, I knew you had that last one. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's do your current single, Blowing Up Gospel Music. This is One Touch. My friend, Jabari Johnson, is in the city.
Like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed her way through the crowd. She had one goal in mind, to touch the hem of his garment. She knew something they didn't know. With one touch, she'd be made whole. My God. So she did something out of control. I believe this is what she would say if she was here today. The hem of him healed my body. The hem of him, it saved my soul. One touch can change everything. Yeah. So one touch can change everything.
Nothing can keep her alive.
Yeah!
Hey everybody, it's your girl Erica Campbell and I'm hanging out in the city.
Tells me how he got started in gospel music.
I tell people all the time, I was really born to do this. My mother sang the day that she had.
J.J. Harrison tells me how he developed his songwriting ability.
They come out of things I'm going through, things I have gone through.
Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists with his television show.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
Plus, Renee Spearman is playing Name My Tune. I'm putting Pastor Norman Hutchins in the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Oh, yeah. Stick close.
In the city with my clover.
Hey! Time to rejoice.
Come on, rejoice.
Let's get happy.
Let's get happy.
Lift up your voice. Rejoice.
America's
a
musical
soul food.
Oh, yeah.
Get up,
come on,
come on.
Rejoice.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code 2024 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code 2024 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code 2024.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to kingdomtelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine, making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
Sing.
All of my life,
I've had to fight.
I've had to fight.
I've had some dark days.
I've had some dark days.
Some lonely nights.
And lonely nights.
But yet. Jesus, every day that I've had to fight,
I've had to fight.
It really seems like it's costing me my life.
It's costing,
cost me all of
my life.
Take it apart. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. But God gives me strength. He gives me strength.
Ooh.
Even though there are times I just can't pray.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Dwayne Woods busted onto the gospel music scene with songs like God Can, Living on the Top with Jesus, and of course his signature hit Let Go, and so many others. Now, Dwayne, after hearing you with Pastor John P. Key and Donald Lawrence, your project was much anticipated by gospel music lovers. But that's not where it all started for you.
You know what? I've been singing all my life. Of course, I tell people all the time I was really born to do this. My mother sang the day that she had me, so I have no other choice but to do what it is that I'm doing. But of course, I could really say that my main start kind of got started with the Top Notch Gospel stage plays. That was a big part of what it is that I do. Of course, I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri. So I'm a native of Kansas City. So there's a few groups that I was involved in. There, a group called Joy Unlimited. And I was also associated with a group called SCLC, Southern Christian Leadership Conference Choir, and just so many others. I've had an opportunity to just kind of work and kind of hone my gift being at home. But I started traveling with gospel stage plays, and that's where John P. Key heard me. And so I started with John P. Key, and then from when my tenure was up there with him, I started traveling with Donald Lawrence. And of course, the connection through Donald has just been tremendous. That's where I was connected to Kirk Carr and Kirk Carr singers, Byron Cage, and you know, so many other people that are on my resume that I had an opportunity to work with. They just kind of all connections came through working with Donald. I'm still with Donald even to this day.
Thanks, Dwayne. Let's do one of my favorites. This is They Said. Dwayne Woods is in the city.
Say what you want now. Believe what you will, but I found there's only one who has the last word on it. See, when everybody had given up on me, he knew I was redeemable and made me whole. They said I never. They said you're not worthy of his love. They said you're just irredeemable. So glad my God has the final word. Used to get so hung upon what others said about me. So busy casting stones, they overlooked their and see I'm a part of something much greater than anyone's opinion. Love transcends it all. They said I'd never be good enough. They said you're not worthy of his love. They said you're just irredeemable. So glad my God has the final word. There's no limit to your life with him in it. I'm a witness. They said
Hello, everybody. I am Jacqueline Carr, and you already know that you are in the city with Mike Love.
You never knew you would have failed. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would have fallen. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your portion. Failure, it is not your portion. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the cross.
City. Hey guys, you got that game show music? There is the music, which means it's time to play Name My Tune with Renee Spearman. So here's how we play this game, Renee. I'm going to give you some lyrics to some songs. Your songs, by the way, and then all you have to do is give me the name of the song. Alright, sis, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm getting older, so I hope I remember. I hope you don't go too far back.
No. You got this, sis. You got this. Alright, Renee, here we go. First song. Somebody told me I just can't take it, no. And then they told me I just can't fake it no more.
Great Dad.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're off to a good start. All right, here we go. Next song. I know you didn't think that you would make it, but you're stronger than you've ever been before.
Good morning. You made it. Yay!
Wait, hold on, Renee. We're not done yet. We got more songs. All right, this next one, I know you got this one. Not because I'm saved, not because he changed my name.
I love him.
Okay, doing good. All right, next one. It's by the grace of God. Smile on my face. Feel good inside.
Thank God I'm still here. Woo!
Yeah, you just real cocky about this, Renee. All right, ma'am. One more. What a year. What a week.
I got God.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is my sister. I got a claimer. I tell you what, let's do that single. This is I Got God. Renee Spearman is in the city.
God.
This hour in the city, J.J. Harrison tells me how he developed his songwriting ability.
They come out of things I'm going through and things I have gone through.
Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists through his television show.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
And I'm putting Pastor Norman Hutchins in the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Marette Brown Clark, my friend, how are you doing?
All is well. No complaints.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call today.
Like when I saw that, I was like, oh, calling Mike Glover, yes.
Yeah, well, tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and let's get this hour started.
This is Marette Brown Clark, and I love being in the city with my guy, Mike Glover.
Awesome. Thanks, Marette.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Closer.
Closer.
I'm a lottery, yeah.
A lottery.
everybody, it's your brother Pastor Charles Jenkins, and I'm in the city with my main man, Mike Glover.
It was a blood.
Shed on Calvary, come on.
Shed on Calvary.
No greater love.
No greater love.
Can never be shown to me.
Can never be shown to me.
I smile while I praise.
I smile while I praise.
Cause I'm as happy.
Cause I'm as happy as
I can never repay. Come on.
I can never repay the debt he paid for me.
Come on. I smile while I pray.
I smile while I praise, cause I never knew love like this before.
He opened my eyes.
He opened my eyes, and I never knew love like this before.
I'm not surprised.
Are in the city. JJ Harrison has written some of the biggest hits in gospel music. Let's see, there's Resting on the Promises, It Pushed Me, You Deserve It. Yeah, and that list just goes on and on and on. But the interesting thing, JJ, is you never knew you could write songs.
Oh, definitely not. Initially, all I did was write poetry. And when I joined you before it was already been started. And the guy who was over the choir was named Pastor Sean Brown. He's actually the one who wrote the song Awesome God. And he told me, I believe you, if you can write poetry, you can write songs. I want you to write a song. And that's what I did. I started writing then. And then it eventually evolved into what it is now. So I definitely didn't know initially I would be writing or producing.
Wow, now that's just crazy, JJ, because these songs you're writing are like life-changing.
Oh, well, and you know, it's so funny that the songs that we write, it's really, they all come out of like worship experiences. And a lot of the worship or the worship and praise songs I get are like that. The story song or the testimonial songs like After This, they come out of things I'm going through or things I have gone through or came out of. But the praise and worship songs like those, they just come out of worship experience.
Okay, JJ, I don't know which category your latest song would fall under, but I do know we are all loving this song. This is Thankful. JJ Harrison and Youthful Praise are in the city.
Lord,
done so much for me.
Hallelujah.
You've given me everything I need.
Are you grateful today?
And with chaos around, I'll still choose to say, Lord, I thank you for every way you
have. Come on, say,
Lord,
done so much for me.
Come on, tell him.
You've given me
everything I need.
With chaos around,
I'll still choose to say,
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Come on, tell him for every way.
City. Joshua Rogers, man, what's up?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now where are you?
I'm in Dallas right now. Just doing a little bit of community work, stopping by schools and whatnot. So I'm doing it.
Dude, you are just always busy.
Yes, sir.
Well, thanks for taking a break to talk to me. I tell you what, tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and I'll let you get back to work.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Joshua Rogers, and I am in the city.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain? Help us, Lord, is my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on, and I'm still gonna trust. Try. gonna trust that when all has failed, I'm crying out, Jesus, you're my Savior. Jesus, I put my trust, I put it in.
Charts that still gonna trust. Joshua Rogers is in the city, still to come. Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists through his television show.
Because there weren't any other programs available for gospel artists.
But up next, let's go, Pastor Norman Hutchins. It's time. I need for you to get into the hot seat.
Hello, everybody. I'm Norman Hutchins, and I'm on the hot seat next.
Yep, stick close.
The city.
Past few years, everything you had started to slip away. Your job, your house, your joy, your spouse, your money began to fade. But I came here to announce that God's gonna turn it around, and your season for loss is coming to a close, and you're about to win, so go ahead and celebrate, cause your situation's about to change. Forget about your aggravation, cause the word says trouble don't last always. Every barren place and every dry land, you're about to get an overflow, so let me see you throw up your hands. In the hood, in the burbs, let me see you throw your hands up. Let me see you throw your hands up, yeah. In the streets, in the church, let me see you throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. In the school, on the yard, in the plane, or a car, it really don't matter where you are. According to his riches and glory, he still have faith, expect the great, just watch him intervene. I came here to proclaim that you're about to see a change.
Come on, America's music,
America's soul food.
Time to rejoice, rejoice.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. Thanks for sharing. In our home, it was a requirement to say thank you to other family members, to friends, neighbors, and even complete strangers. It's what my parents taught, and they modeled it. Now that said, I want to take time to thank you for sharing these daily moments with me for the past 2.5 years. It's based on the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Here's how it reads. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for the people who listen day in and day out. May they enjoy your richest blessings. I'm Dr. Tim Tooten, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still?
Rejoice! We take the world to the city, city, city.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Now's the time of the show that I take a gospel artist and I find out some pretty personal information about them. I call it the hot seat. And this week's artist is Pastor Norman Hutchins. Hope you're ready, Pastor Norman Hutchins, because you are now in the hot seat. My favorite color.
Blue.
My favorite movie.
My favorite movie would have to be... Titanic.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, you gotta be kidding. Sorry. I had to go there for a minute. All right, here we go. My favorite television show.
Well, if you said my favorite TV show, it would have to be Martin.
My favorite food.
Spaghetti.
My favorite sports team.
The Lakers.
The Lakers? Oh.
I know, but you asked me. I'm a Lakers fan. Magic Johnson was a member of our church.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. I absolutely hate doing what?
Being late.
A restaurant I can eat at every day.
Bob Evans.
My very first car was a...
It was a Datsun 210.
Oh, you remember that? Yeah, the Datsun.
Yeah, Datsun 210. And with a hole in the floor. I had a sunroof in the floor.
Okay, what year was that?
Oh, my goodness. That had to be 1971.
Wow. All right, I could eat a whole bag of what at one time?
Oh, Lord have mercy. I could eat a whole bag of M&M's.
M&M's, yeah, okay. All right, so Pastor, are we having peanut, plain? What kind of M&M's we have?
Peanuts, plain, almonds, as long as it's an M&M.
Yeah, I'm feeling those M&M's. All right, my first job was at?
Ooh, my very first job was at a restaurant. I was a dishwasher.
And my favorite hymn of the church?
Every hymn of the church is Lead Me to Calvary.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for playing along, my friend, and well played. We got to do this song, God's Got a Blessing. Pastor Norman Hutchins is in the city.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're going to make it. God's going to see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it, God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Come on. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
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 say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. Everybody say God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on, Jay. God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Jonathan McReynolds here, and I'm in the city with my brother, Mike Glover.
I needed your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. Stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace.
I need
your grace more than I thought I ever would. You forgave more than I thought you ever could. I was stronger in my head, but truth is I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace.
City, stick close, because up next, Dr. Bobby Jones tells me about launching the music careers of so many gospel artists through his television show.
You know, God is a good God.
And he's an on-time God, even in the midst of your storm.
There are times when things just don't go right in our lives.
No, they don't.
We're worried about this. We're worried about that. Sickness is upon us.
Oh, yes, it is.
Turns me around.
is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Are you tired of long waits at the doctor's office? Introducing Kingdom Telemedicine.
Kingdom Telemedicine, how may I assist you today?
With Kingdom Telemedicine, you can access a doctor anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your home. No more waiting rooms or hassles. For only $29.95 per month, you and your entire family can have unlimited access to our network of experienced doctors, available 24/7. Simply go online to KingdomTelemedicine.com and connect with a doctor via video call or chat.
We understand your health concerns and are here to help. Whether it's a minor ailment or a chronic condition, our doctors can provide expert advice, diagnose common illnesses, and even prescribe medication if necessary.
Join the thousands of satisfied families who have already discovered the convenience and affordability of Kingdom Telemedicine. Say goodbye to long waiting times and hello to quality healthcare at your fingertips. Visit KingdomTelemedicine.com today to sign up. Health is our number one priority. Kingdom Telemedicine. Making healthcare accessible, convenient, and affordable for everyone.
Stop believing.
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. I don't think anyone could argue, in the history of gospel music, the one television show that has done more for gospel music is the Bobby Jones Gospel Show. The show aired on BET from 1980 to 2015 and was a show every gospel artist aspired to be on. So now, Dr. Jones, this show is a must-watch for so many homes on Sundays, and it helped launch the careers of so many gospel artists.
Yeah, it did, and I had no idea that was going on either. You know, we were just glad to get them. We didn't start getting the national artists until about 5 years out, you know, before it moved to the urban market. When it moved to the urban markets, then the record labels began to join us and get that exposure because weren't any other programs available for gospel artists. So we were very fortunate in that means, but it didn't start off with the recording artists. It started off as this one that I'm doing now, with just people who were wanting to sing gospel music. And that was the purity of it that I really enjoyed.
Yes, sir, Dr. Jones. And let me just say this. You are such an inspiration to me and so many other gospel announcers, and it is such an honor to have you here with me today in the city.
Bobby Jones, NSC, and the wonderful voice of Faith Evans.
Put your hands up. but God's been good to me, and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise him.
I'm in the city with my man Mike Glover right here. Lock, oh yeah.
Yes, my heart is full of gratitude. So many things, Lord, that I want to say to you. Cause you're so worthy of all the glory. Come on, let's lift him up, yeah. Every servant.
Yeah.
That's Hallelujah, the latest from Fred Hammond in the city. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up today's show. But before I go, I need to thank my guests, Latisse Crawford, Jabari Johnson, Renee Spearman, Dwayne Woods, J.J. Hairston, Pastor Norman Hutchins, and Dr. Bobby Jones. This show is a production of QIC Communications in conjunction with and distributed by Rejoice Musical Soul Food. Any re-airing or duplication without the expressed written consent of QIC Communications or Rejoice Musical Soul Food is strictly prohibited by copyright law. Next time in the city, my friend Corey Weaver tells me about continuing ministry through tough times.
I'm not doing the music. Don't ask me to sing. I'm done. I've done it for all these years. I'm done.
Ruth LaAntra has some advice for aspiring gospel artists.
You have to have patience. You have to have strength. You have to have endurance.
Brian Courtney Wilson seems like he was an overnight success, but he tells me that just wasn't the case.
But one of the things I've learned is that, you know, what God asks you is for you, but you got to be faithful enough to keep going.
B.B. Winans tells me the one accomplishment he's most proud of.
Through your music, my life was changed. Through your music, I decided not to commit suicide.
Plus, Mickey Berry is playing Name My Name. Jonathan McReynolds is playing Name My Tune. And I'm putting Donald Lawrence in the hot seat.
What's up, everybody? I'm Donald Lawrence, and I'm in the hot seat next.
Yep, that's all next time in the city. Follow me on Facebook at the City Gospel Radio Show with Mike Glover and on Instagram at Mike Glover City. The 21st chapter of the Book of Revelations describes heaven as a city with streets paved with gold. We pray that this city has brought you just a little bit of heaven that one day we'll all get the experience. Until next time, I pray God's favor surrounds everything.
America's musical soul food.
On high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high, woo! Your name on high,
hey!
Say a lot.
missed a beat with Tamaya J.
Never missed a beat, no, with Tamaya J. Never missed a beat, no. I'm down with Tamaya J, she knows what's up. Get that music I love. Word. That music that heals you, what feels your soul. One thing you must know, you're always there for R.E. Yeah.